As we go this morning, keep these things. Matthew's Gospel chapter 28 and 20. Jesus said, teaching them to observe, or the word keep, the things that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always to the end of the age. Keep the mandate. Keep the Great Commission. Don't keep the Great Commission so that your church will grow. Then the moment your church is growing, you forget it. The Great Commission is an eternal instruction. Keep the Great Commission. Keep the mandate. Keep it. In 2 Timothy and chapter 1, Paul speaking to Timothy. 2 Timothy and chapter 1. Paul, again, speaking to Timothy. He says to him in verse 14 from 13, hold fast the form of sound words which have been you've heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. The good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost that dwells in us. Keep the things committed to your trust. In 1 Timothy 1:18, keep the prophecies that have gone before you. Keep it. Which means you have a responsibility to keep it. Keep it. Keep your eyes on it. Never get distracted by the noise in the world. Never get distracted by churches fighting themselves or ministers speaking against each other. That is not your beat. Leave that one alone. Keep the mandate. Keep the things committed to your trust. Never be carried away by things that are trending in society. Things that are trending on Facebook, on Twitter, or on the social media. Keep the Great Commission. Keep the words, the sound words committed to you by the Holy Ghost. Keep the prophecies. Keep them strong. Keep the sound words. Paul says, I've kept the faith. 2 Timothy 4:7. I've kept the message, the faithfulness of the message. Keep the message. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Keep yourself. Keep yourself. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Paul, again writing to the church. This is the will of God, verse 3, even your sanctification. Should abstain from sexual immorality. Every one of you should possess, know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in the lust of consequence, but as the Gentiles which know not God, keep yourself, keep your vessel. Keep your vessel unspotted from immorality. Keep yourself. Because your body is in the ministry, and the ministry is in your body. 1 John 5:21. Keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from things that will take your worship, that will take your attention. The Bible says, when you serve something, you worship it. So no man can serve two masters. You will love one over the other. So you must ensure you have no idol. Something that you worship that takes your attention so much, and the devil will use it against you someday, make your attention drift away because there's something you respect and revere above all things. Keep yourself from idols. Romans 12:11, keep the fire of the Spirit. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Keep your service burning always. Keep it burning. Keep it burning always. 1 Thessalonians 5, we read it yesterday. And verse 19, do not quench the Spirit's fire. It's your responsibility not to quench the Spirit's fire. Keep it hot. Keep your passion hot. Keep your focus too. And I say that to many of us who are just starting out in ministry in such a very distracted world. You must ensure that you keep your focus. Like I've always said to you, keep your eyes on the ball. Keep your focus. Keep it. Make sure that you don't come back here next year and then we're reminding you of the same things because you haven't done them. Rather, we're reminding you of the same things so that you can keep doing them. Keep your focus. Keep the Great Commission. Keep the mandate. Keep the words committed to your trust. Keep the prophecies. Keep your body in sanctification. Keep your body in sanctification to serve God and not the lust of the flesh. Keep the faith, the faithfulness of God in the message. Keep it faithfully. Keep the sound words. Keep the fire of the Spirit. Keep the flow of the Spirit. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. And watch this. When you sow that seed of focus, you will get and receive tangible results. When you sow seeds of focus, the harvest you will see will be the harvest of tangible results. And as we pray right now, we pray for ourselves to keep the things that God has committed to our trust. We pray right now for ourselves that as we leave this camp meeting, nothing will fall from our hands that has been kept in there. We'll keep those things. Let's begin to pray. We'll keep the things committed to our trust. We'll keep it firm. We'll keep it strong. We'll keep the great commission and the mandate. We'll ensure the mandate doesn't drift away from us. Hebrews 2:1 says, therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we drift away from there. We declare and pray that we are not drifting away. We speak by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are not drifting away from them. We keep ourselves from idols. We keep our bodies from immorality. We keep our focus where it ought to be. We keep the prophecies that have gone before us. We keep the fire of the Spirit. We keep the flow of the Spirit. Let's begin to pray. As we close Harris Camp Meeting 2024, let's begin to pray. Lord, we pray. We pray that the things that you have committed to our trust, we keep by the Holy Ghost given to us. Pray. Lord, we thank you. Lord, the work you have started in me.